And we'll go ahead and start. Okay, I call this meeting to order on Thursday, February 26th of 2026 in the Frankie Sugil Papa President Conference Room, Joe Crowley Student Union 332. And let's see, moving on to line item 2, compliances with Nevada Open Meeting Law. Oh, I didn't do the time. Sorry. The time would be 11:10 a.m. Now moving on to line item 2, compliance with Nevada Open Meeting Laws. So was this agenda posted 3 full working days by 9 a.m., not including the meeting dates? Yes. And this is the website. We posted it on the 20th at 8:23 p.m. And is the meeting taking place on the day of the week, month, day, year at the time and location listed on the agenda? Yes. Is the Zoom link working and available to the public? Yes. Okay. All right. We'll now move on to line item 4, roll call. Director Navarte, present. Commissioner Campbell?
Present.
Commissioner Ottaviano?
Present.
Commissioner Mumalaneni, absent, excused. And then we will now move on to line item 3, land acknowledgement. We acknowledge that the University of Nevada, Reno is situated on the traditional homelands of Nyumu, Washoe, Niue, Niue peoples. These lands continue to be the gathering place for indigenous peoples, and we recognize their deep connections to these places. We extend our appreciation for the opportunity to live and learn on their territory. Now moving on to line item 5, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Okay, all right. Seeing none, we'll now move on to line item 6, adoption of minutes. If there are no minutes at this time, we'll now move on to line item 8, report. It's been great. Thank you guys for being here today. I know it's kind of last minute, but my report is I have been... I did have a present cabinet meeting today. There's nothing much, but there will be a lot of initiatives coming from the sustainability department. And we will definitely collaborate with them this April. So I can't wait with that. And then we're currently just finalizing the Black Culture Festival. And we will also move on to drafting the fusion because it is 3 weeks away. We'll talk about that next time. And then I have been emailing some of the organizations and clubs in regards to Black Culture Fest and future collaborations around April, such as the QSU, the Hawaiian Club, and many more others. We'll talk about that next meeting. And that is it for me. Is there any questions? Awesome. Seeing none, we'll now move on to Commissioner Campbell.
Commissioner Campbell, for the record, I just wanted to say thanks to ASUN officers and interns from all departments and branches for assisting us where you were to share the crown. We achieved the anticipated participation around 80 to more, and we were able to get a news interview from News 2, so that was also published. And then we successfully donated around 100 hair kits and other resources to Black Wall Street. I've been recently sending out invitations to assistant directors and directors within the executive branch about Black Cultural Festival participation. I submitted an EMS reservation form to assist Director Navarte and our intern to relocate Fusion, and then successfully had Director Sosa and Assistant Director Cook present their departments, and Director Mendoza will be the last to present to the interns next week. Any questions?
All right. Seeing none, we'll now move on to Commissioner Ottaviano.
I'm working to continue planning the Black Cultural Festival with assistance from others in the department, which I appreciate. After finalizing the budget and making sure that we are all good with the food for the event, we have been reaching out to other organizations and clubs to get people to attend this event and table and make sure that we have resources for the attendees of the event. In addition to Black Cultural Festival, I have worked to update the marketing for Fusion to make sure that that marketing will be good for that event.
Awesome. Okay. And then, any questions? Okay. All right. And then moving on to Commissioner Momolaneni.
Commissioner Campbell reporting for Commissioner Momolaneni. She has printed 400 social justice pamphlets and folded all of them. Rubber Mains is cutting out the Know Your Rights cards of 100 sheets with 6 cards each. She will be handing them to Senator Castro by the end of this week or early next week,
awesome.
Who is aware of the plan of splitting them between the events and senators. She also received approval for the Casey Breezeway for Women's History Month tabling and is beginning drafting the social justice packet for it.
Awesome. I do have a question, Director Novarte, for the record. It's not a question, actually. It's more of information about the social justice packets and the Know Your Rights cards. So I'm just letting you guys know it is in the office. And for folding, it will be me and Jaden for the social justice packets. For the cutting wise and the Know Your Rights card, it will be me and Bea. And then that is it. Just a reminder for everybody. Okay. All right, and then I would say try your best to finalize the social justice packets with folding and cutting parts this week or maybe next week before the Black Culture Festival, so that way we can hand out the social justice packets as well. So that is all. All right, and then the Know Your Rights card as well. Okay, any other questions? All right, seeing none, we will now move on to line item 9, there's no old business. Line item 10, new business. So the Black Cultural Festival food. So we have just finalized the food and it's a lot. Okay, and then so let's see. I am seeking motion to approve the budget for the Black Cultural Festival food items. I move to approve the Black Cultural Festival food items budget.
I second.
Second by Commissioner Campbell. All those in favor say A. All those opposed say nay. Any abstentions say oy.
A.
Okay.
Awesome. With that, the motion passes. All right. Now moving on to new business line item 10B, Women History Month. So the Women History Month, pretty much it will be March 18 in the Casey Breezeway. It will be tabling and lead by Commissioner Momolaneni and her intern. And this will be, I believe, they moved it to March 18th, actually, from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. The setup will be from 9:30. They are considering collaborating with the Planned Parenthood Club and campus. And then they have purchased the pins, and then they purchased like stickers and snacks, tablecloth, and as well as they will be handing out the social justice packets. And then they did purchase condoms as well, and to hand out to people. So pretty much that is it. The objective for this, or the learning outcomes, is that they'll be able to hand out or distribute social justice packets for everyone, and as well as to advocate for Women's History Month. And then, as well as the Planned Parenthood Club, will also inform students on their missions and to advocate more on the safety stuff, information. All right. Okay. So now I am seeking a motion to approve the budget for the Women History Month tabling. I move to approve the Women's History Month tabling budget.
Exciting.
Second by Commissioner Ottaviano. All those in favor say A. All those opposed say nay. Any abstentions say away.
A.
A.
Okay. With that, the motion passes. Now moving on to line item 10C. That will be for the fusion, the multiracial celebration. And so what we will, the main mission or goal for this event is that we want to be able to advocate for students here on campus, staffs, and everybody in the community if with the multiracial, if they're, you know, half, for me, as for me, half Filipina, half Spaniard, so, and for other people as well, right? We want to be able to make sure that everyone here in the campus feels supported. And so, and then in this event, we have purchased kind of like the balloon arch. Just wanting to let everyone know that this is going to be in March 16, but we did move it to the Casey Breezeway from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. It's going to be the same time. So the layout will be, we'll be doing the rotunda as well, but we will also have 6 to 8 tables in the Casey Breezeway with all the food. And then the Casey, the rotunda will be for like performances, guest speakers, and for students to sit in to eat. The expected attendance will be 100 to 300 students. And then the items that we'll be purchasing is the balloon arch, the curtains for like the tables and stuff like that, as well as the candies, toothpick flags, so different flags, banners. And then we also purchased kind of like the games and stuff like that, such as like Uno cards, bracelet making, and then just a bunch of tic-tac-toe papers so people can play tic-tac-toe, and then blue plastic tablecloth. Okay. Okay. All right. So now I'm seeking motion to approve the budget for the fusion, the multiracial celebration. So I move to approve the fusion multiracial celebrations budget.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Campbell. All those in favor say A. All those opposed say nay. Any abstentions say oy.
A.
Awesome. With that, the motion passes. Okay. All right. We will now move on to line item 11. Is there any public comment at this time? Seeing none, we will now move on to adjournment. Well, so adjournment, or we'll now move on to line item 12, adjournment. I adjourned this meeting at 11:23 a.m. on February 26th of 2026, Thursday, in the in room 332, Frankie Sue DelPapa, President Conference Room in the Joe Crowley Student Union.